It has been a roller coaster. It has really, really been a lot of ups and downs. You know, when I was early beta testing this rewrite, the feedback I got from my testers, including, like, you know, like when I did the very early test, that it was only like, you know, 30 or 40, like, you know, friends, basically. Even that feedback was mixed. I knew right from the start, this is going to be a bit of a bumpy ride. I was changing some things. I had removed some things. And I knew, like, this is a risk. And I knew I had to do it for all the reasons I've said before. Like, I knew I had to do this rewrite. You know, it kind of had to happen soon because just more and more time was going by where I just wasn't able to really update my app and serve my customers. And I was getting, you know, emails every single day from people saying, like, this app is so slow. Like, you know, the old app. It's so slow. It keeps locking up on me. Like, I have a large collection. It doesn't work. All this user feedback and negative reviews every single day, you know, citing problems that I had fixed in the rewrite.
Yeah.
And so I did feel some, you know, some time pressure to say, you know what, I got to get this out this summer. Like, I can't just let it wait another 6 months. Like, I have to get it out this summer. And so I, you know, I cut scope and made it happen, and I got it out there. And I knew right from the start this was going to be controversial in certain ways. The streaming removal, certain design changes. I had no idea what I was in for. This is by far the longest I've gone without a redesign before this. It had been a few years. And this was the biggest redesign I've ever done in the app. And, you know, the app being 10 years old, and I think that this is the part that I think I underestimated. To some degree, it doesn't belong to me anymore.
Sure.
In the sense that, like, people have been using this app. Many of the people who are still using it today have been using it for most or all of those 10 years. So when you have somebody who, like, they've been using this app, like, every day for a decade, it has become such a part of their usage and their life and their routine that in some ways it's kind of felt like George Lucas messing with Star Wars. Like, it kind of felt like,
sure,
oh no, like I am messing with something these people hold dear and use all the time, and they've had it for so long it has almost become theirs, and like, who am I to mess with that? And I think I underestimated my responsibility in that area, and I overestimated how opinionated I was going to be able to be with the update. Like, if I was making a brand new app from scratch, I would be able to be a lot more opinionated because people could choose to use it or not. But that's not how App Store updates work. And this wasn't making a new update from scratch. This was updating or a new app from scratch. This was updating an existing app that had an existing user base that would be forced to come along with whatever I'm doing. So I was making decisions about the app that I thought were, like, bold and forward-looking and opinionated, like, to a good degree, but I think I overplayed that angle, and I think I went a little too opinionated, a little bit too bold. I was making decisions more like it was a brand new app, not an update to an existing app that was a decade old and had a bunch of users already who, you know, were using it every day. So I think I overplayed that. I think I overreached with my changes. And so much of the summer has been, you know, okay, you know, some bug fixes here and there, of course, because, you know, anytime you ship a giant rewrite, you're going to have bug fixes that you got to do. And I still have some of those I'm still working on. But a lot of the changes have been basically walking back some of my opinionation, whatever that word would be.
Sure.
You know, walking some of that back to say, like, look, I thought I could get away with removing streaming. Turns out I can't. Like, that was a big one. That was a very big one. I can't get away with that. I thought I could get away with, you know, certain minor, you know, option or behavioral removals, like one tap play with, you know, this mode I've had since the beginning of time. I thought I could get away with that. I figured, how many people possibly use that? Turns out a lot. The thing is with the App Store, like, the star rating system matters a lot in the sense that not everyone, in fact, I would say almost no one seems to actually read written reviews. And the way the App Store displays written reviews, where it basically has, like, one or two big blocks that show, like, the top one or two reviews, and then the rest are basically buried, I think written reviews are not very useful to most people on either side. But star ratings are. Star ratings are displayed everywhere the app is displayed, everywhere, like, in the App Store, and in every location. Next to it is a star rating, average, and count. And so for that number to go meaningfully down will really hurt your business. It matters a lot. So I'm very sensitive to that. And I've been watching this graph on App Figures of the average of new ratings. Mm-hmm. And that has been humbling, to say the least, that I was able to see, like, all right, before the rewrite, my average of new ratings was like in the high fours, you know, 4.5, 4.4, 4.6, you know. And then after the rewrite, it was down to like 2.5, 3, like, you know, it was substantially down. And I'm fortunate that I've never actually reset my ratings in App Store Connect. Like, you know, you have that option when you upload that you can have the new version start fresh with no ratings.
Yeah, the world's scariest checkbox.
Yeah, the reset summary rating feature. I've never used that. So I have 10 years worth of ratings built up. And so I was lucky that, like, mathematically speaking, the average was still very high because I had 10 years of high ratings, even though I had, you know, 2 months of pretty bad ratings. So the math was still working out, but that was a clear sign to me, I have to do something. Like, that's what, like, I gave the metaphor many times of, like, this is like, it's like a building on fire. It's a very small fire on a very big building, but I need to put it out. Like, that's going to be a problem if I don't. So I really have been kind of lost for a lot of the summer trying to figure out, like, what do I do to please people? So re-adding streaming, would, like, you know, that was a big one. That was probably the biggest thing that I've done that turned that around a little bit. You know, a couple other minor things here and there. And what I'm working on now, which should be out soon, is another swipeable UI for the Now Playing screen to toggle between the main controls and the info. Similar to what we had before with the cards, but better with, you know, using the whole screen. That should be out soon. I suspect that will also kind of win a lot of ratings back from the depths of twos and threes or ones.
Sure.
So that'll help a lot too. But I think, like, overall, I have actually felt pretty bad about this for much of the summer. It has been a pretty substantial stress point for me. I have often felt negatively. I've often felt like, you know, screw these people, you know, which is not a productive way to think. And it's just, you know, you gotta, you know, feel that, tell yourself that, and then move on in whatever way you can, because that leads nowhere good. But, you know, then you got to, you got to get your head back in the game and just fix the problem. And so that's what I've been trying to do. You know, I could tell that, like, the rewrite was a very bumpy launch. I've learned about, like, there's a whole Reddit about people who, like, really hate me, which I didn't even know was there until a couple of weeks ago. Oh, no. And I found it and I took a look. I'm like, whoa. Tip for indie developers. Don't go to Reddit. If someone makes a Reddit about your app, don't ever look at it. It's not good for any of your mental health. What I've been trying to do is try to look at feedback channels that are not full of personal attacks on me as a person. And so that would be, you know, not looking at Reddit, but looking at things like my rating average. You know, when you look at metrics, like, look at engagement, look at things like, how many sales are you getting? What's your revenue? What's your, you know, if you have an in-app purchase, like, how are those rates looking? For the handful of places that are full of people, you know, writing things about me, you know, your written App Store reviews, you know, places on the internet, the message there is substantially more negative than what your metrics will typically show. And thank God that is true for this too, because if all of my input was as bad as some of those human written ones, I would quit the business. Like, it's awful. Like, when developers out there, when you're getting feedback about your apps, like, yeah, look at the ones that are more objective and more data driven. So, are people using the app? Has usage gone down? Have purchases gone down? And fortunately, in my case, all of those other metrics are either level or increasing. So every other metric I have to say, like, is my app healthy? Did this launch go well? Are people still using it? Are people mad? Are people on fire? Am I terrible? Is my app terrible? Every other metric says no. And thank God for that. Because, again, I would have a hard time continuing if that wasn't the case. But every other metric is positive. So you just have to look at, like, you know, how do you manage these inputs? How do you manage these feedback channels? And obviously, some of them people are making good points. Some of them people are complaining about real bugs or real shortcomings. And so you take that as input, you know, as you can. But certainly there's a balance to be struck. And I've had a lot of trouble striking that balance all summer. But I think I'm coming out of it now in a better place, both psychologically and with the app in a better place. And I'm not out of the woods yet by any means. Like, I still have some bugs to fix that are pretty important that are affecting a lot of people. I still have, you know, the interface changes that people are asking for, you know, that enough people are asking for that I think I need to do it. So that there is a lot that I still have to do, but it's getting a lot better now than it was, say, a few weeks ago.